All right, we got a bunch of documents being dumped by the federal government on their investigation into Ipe Mizuhara, the former interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, who stole apparently upwards of $16 million from Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, dang.
I think we can go to Shohei Ohtani for a response to this.
You can kiss my ass.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Wow.
His English is better than I thought.
Whoa. Right? That's actually the real scandal here, is that his
Girl,
English is a lot better
else.
Than you thought.
But the numbers are crazy. You mentioned the sheer number of bets. Dude started betting in 2021. 19,000 bets. How do you do that?
I don't know, because it says it averaged 25 bets a day. But if I go... I guess it is 3 years. I was still in 2023. I was like, how the hell? Because 25 bets a day is average, 9,000 bets a year.
Which, how do you do that?
Good God. Like, that... This is an unhinged level gambling. So it's 19,000 bets in all, which... Okay, well, how much was he gambling? We talk about this upwards of $16 million that he stole. That's what we know from this account, because he had bets that he placed. This is the real degeneracy, is that he was making $10 bets and bets as big as $160,000.
Yeah, like the average bet was $12,800.
That's such a weird range of bets. That why are you stealing millions but betting tens?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, what's
maybe that's the beginning. Like, we don't know when these bets were. Maybe it started there, and then he got hot, and then obviously
no, that didn't happen, because my man lost a lot of money, because in that 19,000 total bets, $183 million in losses,
$142 million in wins. So.
That's a negative, essentially $40.6 million. So $16 million not covering the 40, which that's a hell of a vig.
Well, I think this is where we might go, where's that other, what
24.
Is it? $24 million. 25. On November 14th of 2022, Mizuhara messaged Bookmaker One, according to federal documents. Quote, I'm terrible at this sports betting thing, huh? LOL. Any chance you can bump me again? As you know, you don't have to worry about me not paying. Dude had an open line of credit with the bookmaker, because he and the bookmaker knew that this is how it was going to play out. He was going to get the money from Ohtani. He was going to be good for the money because he had his scheme. And when everything came to light, there's also a text message between Mizuhara and the bookmaker that says that Mizuhara said, you see the news reports? And the bookmaker said, yeah, they're all BS. And he said, no. Mizuhara responded, no, I stole the money. I'm done.
It's all over for me.
Yeah, I'm done. He's done. Cooked. Boop. Out. That is where you go, okay. I mean, these are the personal text messages here that he's sending the bookmaker about, I'm good for the money. You know I'm good for the money. And
not even
taking it in the shorts and knowing that it's stolen money. Yeah, not even using a burner phone. It's 2024. What are we doing? Yeah. All of it is just, this stuff out of a movie. Like, I don't even think movies have even jumped this far of the manipulation that you're going.
Yeah, no, the thing here is that you can still tighten the tinfoil enough here and be like, this is all cover.
Yeah.
It's all cover for Ohtani.
Yeah. He said, technically, I did steal from him. It's all over for me.
That feels, without even the screws being placed on him and he's squealing like that. That feels a little too fake.
Okay. We got conspiracy theory Danny here. Yeah, he's gonna go.
We don't even have the authorities involved yet. He's not even in a room, and he's just, I'm done. I'm cooked.
Well, I mean, at that point, wasn't he? When that clubhouse meeting happened, and Ohtani was like, that's not what happened, bro. At that point.
No, because what happened was he was ferrying money for Ohtani. That's what happened here. He's betting on baseball and baseball alone.
No, no bets on baseball, according to the... Okay, so now you're not even listening to the federal investigators, what do they have to lose here?
Look, I mean...
None of the bets were ever on baseball.
Only thing that they're... I mean, they're just tracking the books of a bookmaker, so they're off, like... They're not actual books.
Yeah. All right.
It's just the word of some bookie who's laying money for him.
It's like, you mean it's in the computer?
But, I mean, bookies do keep very close tabs. It's not like...
Well, sure, but you can alter it. If you know where the money's coming from.
Here's the books that I want you to look at. Pay no attention to these ones over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. By the way...
Those are just my wife's recipe cards.
Yeah.
God. You guys. This is how idiots and conspiracy theories start.
I'm making fun of him here. That's what's happening.
You just made fun of last week all of the people with the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
And like, how do you
human
get to that
sacrifice.
Point?
Meanwhile, just talking about gambling.
Meanwhile, you're like, all of the information is right here for you to take in. And you're like, nope, that's not it. That's not it at all. By the way, the local Southern California bookmaker.
Danny has done his own research.
I have.
You and Aaron Rodgers.
Look, man, I want to see the actual transactions. That's what I want to see. Prove it.
Go read the court documents.
Well, the court documents they can be doctored.
And you still won't believe it.
They're all just handwritten. They're not actual records.
The initial bookmaker that we had known to be connected to this was Matthew Boyer, right? The Southern California bookie.
Not I Everett Ropp.
The U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California and the IRS and Homeland Security, who are investigating Boyer,
all made up,
have connected him to a former minor league baseball player
comes back to baseball.
Is also involved in this, named Wayne Nix. Nix is a bookmaker whose clients include Scottie Pippen, Yasiel Puig, in Maverick Carter. Yeah, who's LeBron's bestie in this.
Jeez.
That was buried at the bottom of that ESPN article.
Oh, yeah.
But you're looking at the sheer volume of bets, the numbers of bets. He average wager, $12,800. Largest wager, $160,000. Smallest wager, $10. He lost $182.9 million on bets while winning $143 million in bets.
My man sucks at this, or he needs to get his units right.
He was a really bad gambler, and he is not good at it. And he stole upwards of $16 million from Shohei Ohtani.
I want to know if, I'm for anybody wondering, I'm joking about the Shohei stuff, but I do want to know if these bets were laid with a casino, or if they were laid with this, like, via this bookmaker, or if this bookmaker was like an old timey bookie.
They're old timey bookies
who's like handwriting this stuff in there, because that the one conspiracy here I will pull there is it's very easy to be like, he wasn't betting on baseball, when in reality he very likely could have been, because it's just handwritten books.
Yeah, 19,000 bets that they found. I mean, it's not like they are just winging this. Details that they have are pretty...
But I mean, like, you could very easy code it, translate it however you wanted to. Like, that's one little conspiracy I do have in there, because if you're seedy enough...
No details.
No. And my justification for this is, like, they're so adamant that no baseball lines were crossed here with 19,000 bets.
Yeah.
And this guy was so seedy that he stole $20 million from his best friend.
Well, no, they're getting their information on the bets that he made from the bookie.
I know that. But
they got all of his information. So you're saying that, like, instead, because these bets were on, like, soccer, tennis, I think golf was in there too. So you're saying that...
So he had a moral code to
change team names and... player names, instead of a Shohei Ohtani, it would be like Andre Agassi.
Yeah,
that shows you how few tennis players I know right now.
But you understand
Nadal
what I'm saying? Like,
Djokovic?
That he's so willing to go, like, he's such a degenerate gambler that he's going to go, he's going to shotgun spray the entire sporting world. But he's upstanding enough to not touch the integrity of baseball. Like, are you kidding me? That's real. That's believable to anybody else?
Really? I will say this, that from the information that they have, and I don't know why, and I think the federal investigators in this, they would be smart. What? Okay, why would they not say that it was baseball at this point?
Because of the way that could look.
So federal investigators care about that?
No, but I'm talking about the bookmakers. Because of the way that could look. And why roll over further? Well, if you're that bookmaker and you're hoping that maybe someday you get paid, why would you roll that?
By who are you getting paid by?
Whoever pays out on the back end of this. Because somebody owes somebody money.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm following that. But I can see where you're going with the
just the idea that somebody that this diabolical that would steal this much money from their best friend and would gamble across the sporting world would somehow have some code be like, I'm not gonna bet on baseball.
Yeah.
That's like the one hair that I'm pulling there of like, really?
Yeah, it is hard to believe.
Really?
That is very hard to believe that he didn't bet on baseball, but I mean the feds are saying no, but I don't know. Maybe this is the best thing Rob Manfred has done as commissioner of baseball, if your conspiracy is correct, is that he's
covered
he's keeping baseball out of this.
Please go look at the MLB jerseys.
Yeah. And for those that don't know, like we mentioned the names at the bottom of the ESPN article that are tied to another bookmaker named Wayne Nix.
Mm-hmm.
This is the names that have been attached to him, and there is no further information. Scottie Pippen, Yasiel Puig, and Maverick Carter. Maverick Carter is a business manager of LeBron, and I have no idea
that's like
anything about that.
That's Spring Hill Entertainment Industry, stuff like that. That's what he does. Somebody's asking if that's an NBA agent. You're thinking of Rich Paul.
Yeah, Rich Paul is the clutch. Is the agent that of LeBron James. But, I mean, you're talking about somebody as close to LeBron as possible,
but also the bookmaker here that's important. It's not just that his name is Wayne Nix. That actually doesn't matter. It's Southern California bookmaker. Where what is illegal in Southern California? In California,
sports betting.
There you go,
sports betting.
So there's guys that people with lots of money in sports know who to go to.
Yeah,
that handle money for them instead of just hopping on a freaking plane.
Yeah. Just go to Las Vegas. Like, well, and that would have stopped him from racking up this much debt, having to go to Vegas.
Yeah, just absolutely unhinged.
These stories are wild, though. I mean, and it's going to get worse as the documents that the feds released are, there are so many details in it that we'll find out more as this goes on. But what we do know, Ohtani has been cleared by the feds. There's a reason why, and everybody's like, well, why isn't Ohtani pressing charges? It's because that this is kind of the order of operations on how this will all go. They're finding, they gathered all the intel, they're getting all the information, and then what they're going to do is Ohtani's lawyers are going to pounce on this. And look, Mizuhara, 30 years in prison. He's looking at 30 years in prison.
Oh, I mean, the wire fraud, bank fraud.
International wire fraud,
As I said, federal investigators when we started this. This is, I mean, 30 years honestly seems light.
Yeah, well, I guess it's at the court's discretion. They can.
This feels like a lifetime kind of thing.
Yeah. Boy, that's a lot of money.
It's not even just the money. It's the number of transactions.
Yep.
And like the number of occurrences. Like this, I've never heard of somebody laying this. I have a friend who is very, very, very intelligent, went to MIT. He gambles for a living. It would be very hard. It's hard for me to imagine him laying 19,000 bets in that time period.
Yeah.
Legitimately. Like that is such an insane amount of wagers. It hurts my head.
And that's probably why he was the first one to get popped. I wonder, and it makes you think of how much action are these guys taking every day?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Nuts.